Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
International Family Brand. We have four open calls for submissions coming out of the Gumbo for the Soul Publications brand. So be sure to visit our home on the web at www.gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. Then you can Google me, okay? In that order. Google does not come first. And that's what I want to hear from our guests in this right and intelligent lineup. I am so excited. Our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring right content and relatable dialogue for your listening and reading pleasure. So grab a good seat and prepare to feast as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You won't leave hungry. Not from my house, you won't. Authors will discuss their literary journeys and give us the 411 on where to grab a copy of their brand new page turners. And I'm excited. If you're excited as I am, get on the line, 515-605-9351, or visit our studio, blogtalkradio.com/gumbofortheSoul. A Book is Born by Gumbo for the Soul International and Tribe Family Channel is happy to present the upcoming presentation. But first, a word from our sponsor.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Unsung.
You remember the hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shylight.
For 50 years, the legendary Shylights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book
from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard top 10 hits.
The Shylights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tribe Family Channel's A Book is Born Literary Festival. And if you recognize the opening song, Happy Birthday, that is the Shylights. My business partner, Marshall Thompson, is The Last Man Standing. And my next book in 2022 will be based on soul school music with Marshall Thompson, The Last Man Standing of the Sidelights, right here live on Tribe Family Channel. January, we will begin season 7. So be sure to tune in and visit us on social media at www.tribefamilychannel.com. That's going to take you right to my Facebook page. See that, Brandon, though? I didn't say Facebook. But we're going to get right to the show. I am so excited. So I'm going to go down the line, and I'm going to have my authors that are holding introduce themselves. So first, let me find the number that I want to open. I'm coming for you. Paulette Henson, welcome to A Book Is Born. Paulette, how are you?
Oh, I am great, Beverly. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm doing wonderful, wonderful.
Awesome, awesome. Where in the world are you?
So I am in California near Apple Valley, which is in the high desert of California, Southern California.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, well, hang tight. We're going to allow our other guests to come on in, and then we're going to get this roundtable started. So I'm coming for you, Sandra. Get ready to tell me where in the world you are. Sandra, welcome to A Book Is Born. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the invite. And
it's
I am coming in from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, Phoenix in the building, y'all. All right. We're honored to have you. It is a house full, but we're going to keep it moving so that I can allow all of you the ample time to tell us about your book writing journey. So I'm coming for you, Michaela. I'm coming for you. Michaela, where you calling from? And welcome to A Book Is Born.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I am from Swainsboro, Georgia.
From where, Georgia?
Swainsboro. It's about 3 hours away from Atlanta.
Okay, I'm going to put Georgia Peach down here, okay?
Okay.
Welcome, Michaela. I'm excited to hear about your literary journey. Dan Morrow, I'm coming for you, Dan Morrow. I'm opening your line right now. Dan, where are you from, brother?
Hey, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and doggone it, this sounds like it's going to be a blast. I'm kind of excited to get going here. So,
Columbus, Ohio.
That's right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Ohio. I believe you have George C. Fraser in Ohio. Am I correct?
I'm sorry. Who do we have?
George Fraser. Fraser. F-R-A-S-E.
We'll get to him later.
Don't worry about him. Oh, no worries. He does all kind of power conferences and stuff. And so Ohio in the building,
okay.
Y'all. And
there you go.
I'm excited to hear about your literary journey. I'm going to open the lines for others. So I'm coming for you, Swartzen Pursue. I'm coming for you, Swartzen. Where in the world are you? And welcome to Tribe Family Channel's A Book Is Born.
Hey, blessings, blessings. Thank you for having me. To God be the glory. I'm calling right here from New York City. Specifically, I'm in Brooklyn right now, so shout out to Mama Cassidy for letting me know what's going on. And I'm thankful to be here. To God be the glory. I'm from the Bronx, but I live in Staten Island. And so I'm excited for this roundtable talk tonight and I'm just ready. To God be the glory. Thank you for having me.
Hey, all right, Brooklyn in the building, y'all. Now I have my business partner, Bruce George, the creator of Russell Simmons' Jeff Poetry Jam. He's Brooklyn all day, New York to the bone. And I know you can relate to that because people that are from New York, they're from New York, okay?
So, you know it.
Welcome, 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 and I'm excited to learn about your literary journey. Now, I got to check in with Carlisle to make sure that Carlisle is a author or one of our listeners. People can call in to 515-605-9351 to listen in by phone, or you can listen in online. Click that link where you saw this advertisement at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Carlisle, are you a guest or an author?
I'm a guest.
All right. Well, you hold on because we got a show for you, okay? I want you to call mama and everybody down. Tell them. Okay. All right. Here we go. Thank you for calling, tuning in, wherever you're calling and tuning in from. I'm going to go back up to the top, okay, so I can keep this house in order. So, Paulette, calling from Apple Valley, California. I just moved from California. I'm in Vegas now, and but I'm a Californian born and raised. Tell me, what inspired you to become a writer? When did it begin?
Well, my writing started initially, I'll just give you a brief background. I worked a job for 27 years, and I also was a hairstylist. And so I had a lot of different experiences. I had a different businesses. And during the first part of my retirement, or I will say a renewal of my life, I sat down and I just started journaling my thoughts. I've been doing this for years where I just get a notebook and I just write down whatever I'm feeling at any moment. And when the pandemic started and we were all locked down, I realized that, you know what, this is a time for me to just capture what's going on and then also how I'm feeling, you know, what I'm seeing, what I'm seeing through my eyes. And so that was really where, you know, where it started, just from journaling. I can't tell you the healing that comes from, you know, writing your thoughts, whether you're up or down, you know.
Have you pin it right there so that we can go around. But I'm going to come back to you because you talk about that healing and that journaling. And ladies and gentlemen, she already dropped a lug on us. First person out the gate and dropped a huge gem. So healing, journaling, yeah. So let me ask Sandra the same question. When did you get bit by that writer's bug? Where did it all start for you?
Oh, for mine, mine came from, I'm married to a truck driver, an over-the-road truck driver. And now that with social media exploding, I've been married for over 16 years. We're able to communicate and talk with other spouses that are going through the same instances that, you know, we're going through being at home while our drivers are out on the road. So one day I was, a few years ago, I was sitting there talking to a couple of wives and just kind of helping back and forth, listening to everyone, venting back and forth, adding advice with my 16 years experience. And actually my nephews had said, you know, Auntie, why don't you need to write a book. You know, you're always helping and you're always adding advice and you're always, you know, there for when people need. Why don't you share, you know, your experiences, because this industry is not the norm. And no one really realizes that there is a family behind that driver that's out there on the road. And it took about a year, you know, of me getting my thoughts together and deciding, like, am I really going to do this? And it's actually a year ago today is when the book first was published, and I've gotten awesome feedback from it, just helping those that are in the same industry.
Congratulations, y'all. She done started Trucker Wives Matter. All right, y'all. Y'all heard her. I hear her. Congratulations on 6 years of marriage, 16 years of marriage. And just, you know, really, I have to commend anyone that starts to think outside the box. Okay, we then went through Trump and then COVID, and here comes Delta, and now Omicron or whatever that was, Omicron, Omicron. But, you know, all this this roller coaster. And if there's anything that my people know about roller coasters, just how to ride them, okay, can I get amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So I really like the innovation and thinking outside of the box and really, really understanding that, hey, I got to keep a grip on it, okay? Now, while everything else around me is going haywire, I'm going to pick up this pencil and this pad. I don't care if I only write down a word a day. That's going to be a word that's going to keep me sane. If I look at that word and just meditate on that, I don't care what I do to stay sane and mentally present amongst all of this mayhem. Okay? So that's what I'm hearing. I don't know what the rest of y'all are hearing, but that's what I'm hearing. Now, Michaela, I don't know if that's what you hear in Georgia Peach, but come on in here and let us know, when did you get bit by that bug?
So my journey started in 2017. I was in college, and my parents, they're ministers, and I've always been in church, but I truly got to know who God was for myself in 2017. And so I started sending out motivational text messages to people just about things that I was going through in my life and how God was, you know, giving me the victory over those different situations. And so eventually later on that year, I started a blog, and God had told me he wanted me to write a book, but I kind of pushed it to the side. And so later on in 2018, my grandmother passed. And so God had put me in a, you know, isolated place, and he began to talk to me and deal with me. And my grandmother, she was such a powerful woman of God. And God, you know, he began to speak to me and say, talk about the principles that she instilled in you, which were faith, wisdom, and purpose. And so that's how my writing journey got birthed, and I just published the book in 2020, and it has received amazing feedback, and I'm just so grateful for everything that God is doing, and, you know, just to God be the glory for it all.
Amen.
Amen. And praise God for the woman of honor, your grandmother. I was very close to my grandmother, and I'm telling you, that sage wisdom. I have another show called The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, and I have that show. I bring up the elders. You know, Big Mama these days, she ain't but 36, so she can't tell me nothing, okay? So,
all right.
So we've got to reach in to the reserves of those that are here that can impart that sage wisdom that we, you know, so truly need. And so what I do is I curate these conversations, and it really helps to be able to impart that wisdom. And so hang tight, and we're going to hear from Dan. Dan, jump on in and tell us, when did you get bit by that bug?
You know, I'll tell you what, I was listening to these stories, and it's just fantastic to hear these things and the inspirations. But much like Paulette, I just journaled when I was a kid. I would just sit down and write, and I've always found it better, easier, I should say, to express myself through writing rather than talking to people. For some reason, it just organizes my thoughts. The real bug hit me in 2019. I was let go from a job, and I'll never forget this. I walked out of the workplace. I stood at the car, and my first thought was, this sucks to be let go from a job. I mean, that just hurts. But then the very next thought in my head, it was almost like a voice that talked to me and said, now you can write. And I looked up, and I'm like, are you serious, God? Are you kidding me? So for me, it was just that affirmation that, you know what, I enabled you with this ability. I gave you this gift. You need to use that for my glory, and I'm going to bless you as a result of it. So, you know, who knows? Here's to the journey, and let's see what happens, and we'll go from there. I've written my most recent book was just released in July. We'll talk about that. But the people
wait,
that have
wait,
read
wait,
it.
Wait, don't talk about that yet. See, what you did hear somebody else slip theirs in. They're slipping in a few things on me that other questions, you know, and I don't let it slip in. But, you know, y'all do. That's
I'm
what
sorry.
Writers
I'm
and
sorry.
Authors do. That's okay. I appreciate you. And
I'll try to behave, okay?
Here again with the journaling piece, you know, and I can relate to You know, I quit more jobs than anybody can ever be fired from. I'm going to tell you now. Anytime my kids get disgruntled about a job, I tell them the same thing that my older sister told me. She told me, you don't work for the job. The job works for you. I'm like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how this goes? Oh, woo, what she tell me that for? That's how I behaved on every job. And you were free, Dan. That's
mm-hmm.
how I look at it. You were truly free. And it's a testament because a lot of times, you know, we're like, oh, Lord, you know, it's just something that man did. Oh, God, what am I going to, you know, do now? You know,
right.
Well, first you're going to stop depending on man, okay, to direct your path. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go from there. Yeah, so I'm excited about what you have to tell us about your book. But you know what? You ain't going to get me in trouble with Swartzen right here. I'm still a Swartzen person. Come on in here, fuck Dan, get us in trouble. When did you get big?
Yeah. That's good, Dan. I see that. To God be the glory. Nah, yeah, I'm you know, definitely share the love this holiday season. I'll be honest, it was Psalms 46 and 10. You know, be still and know that I am God. And I'm a kid from the inner city, you know, and for me to be still, that was kind of hard pill for me to swallow. Be still, I'm an athlete turned author. And so I've always kind of had this notion to always do something, sometimes getting in trouble, you know how it is. But honestly, God had to plant me down and sit me down while I was on rock bottom is what I call it. A rock bottom phase, and he had to sit me down and say, hey, you got to do my will. You surrendered your life, and so your life doesn't belong to you anymore. So that's just a testimony to how God works and how he'll do that. He'll speak to you through coincidences. He'll speak to you in many ways. And so he spoke to me when I was homeless on the couch, my brother's couch. So that was the first book in 2019. The second book,
y'all some marketers. Y'all hear this marketing, y'all? We have to be marketers. Y'all think just writing a book, baby, we gotta preach that book. Every time you let us talk, we're going to tell you about that book, okay? It's going to be flying off the shelves if you leave it to us. Now, Swartzen, I have to be in full transparency. I did a little writing when I was on an extended vacation. You know what I mean? Did you?
I had. Yeah, I was not extended. What did you – extended vacation? Oh, if that's what you mean, my homelessness, then I'll take it. Yeah, it was real extended. But
well, I've been there too.
Yeah. I was back on my first book. The bug bit me when I was in 2018. I was in a low point. You know, I got to discipline myself. You see, that's how you know I'm not still sometimes. I got to be obedient. You know, that's what God do to me though. He loves us regardless of how we're made. And I thought I was supposed to be an athlete my entire life. He made me an author. He made me a writer. He has many more things. But all in all, you know, we're all children of the one true King, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just thankful for what he's able to do through my life and spread God's love during this holiday season. So thank you for having me, and I look forward to continue to have this discussion.
Amen.
Well, that's good, because the next question going right back to you. I'm coming back from the other I'm going back up the ladder the way I came down. So –
I appreciate it.
Since you already started to tell us when you were first published, and the other marketers are ready too.
Sorry.
Let's get into that. Don't apologize to me. If you don't speak it, no one will. Let me be honest with each and every one of you. I love it, and I appreciate your presence right here on A Book Is Born, the Literary Festival on Tribe Family Channel. And guess what? The time is flying by so fast. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back, and then we'll get the gist of the books and publications. Y'all get y'all books out, because I'm going to have you read a little excerpt in a second, and I'm going to have you time yourself. You tell me how long you should be talking and reading this excerpt, and we're going to sit here. We're going to grade you on how long you took, too. okay? The other authors, I want to hear you sigh heavily if somebody's taking too long. We'll be right back after this commercial break on Side Family Channel, y'all.
I know building a website can be intimidating, but you need a place where your audience can connect with you. Instead of fighting with technology, try the easiest, most flexible website builder available. With templates for all types of websites, ranging from landing pages to e-commerce, Urban Book Editor's platform makes creating an author website quick and easy. Just add a section, upload your photos and videos, type your text, and you're in business. It couldn't be easier. And if you sign up for an annual plan, you can get 10% off the first year. Just use discount code FIRSTYEAR. That's 1-STYEAR. The number 1-STYEAR in all caps. Take advantage of the 14-day free trial. No credit card is needed. Visit urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website from the menu bar at the top of the page. No more struggling with technology. No more paying a small fortune to developers. Create beautiful websites without learning to code. Spend more time writing and less time worrying about your website. Just go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website. You'll see how easy it is to build a great website to showcase your work. Go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website today.
Speaking of websites, I want you to go to www.gumboforthesoulinternational.com, home of Gumbo for the Soul Publications and Tribe Family Channel. You will enjoy a rife catalog, Gumbo for the Soul, the recipe for literacy in the Black community, dropped in 2005, endorsed by Tavis Smiley. He said, anyone, parent, teachers, or anyone that wants their child to read and comprehend the English language should get Gumbo for the Soul, the recipe for literacy in the Black community. This anthology is rife with over 300 contributors, and we talk about it all because guess what? We have to start at home so that our children will increase their high school graduation rate and their college enrollment rate. We need to see those numbers go up, 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 up. So please visit www.gumboforthesoulinternational.com. Go to Amazon and wherever books are sold and get your copy of Gumbo for the Soul, the recipe for literacy in the Black community. And now I'm back live on Tribe Family Channel's A Book Is Born Literary Festival, a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. All right, we back, y'all. That's my commercial. Okay. Swanson, it's your turn. What one book? Name one book. The drop date, because we're gonna come back around. I don't want you to run out of information. I know you have a lot, but I'm gonna be asking a lot. So give us that first book title, and when it drops.
I definitely appreciate it. It's called Cursed by Him, Cured by Him, The Exposure of a Prodigal's Heart. It's available December 15th of this year, 2021, available at curedbyhim.com, cured by him, like cure, curedbyhim.com. And shout out to my man Ruben, who did the website. So if anybody needs a website done, I definitely want to shout him out because he did it for love. He's a child of the Lord. And so I thank God for allowing him to be used to serve in that way so that I can spread God's love during this holiday season. So it's called Cursed by Sin, Cured by Him, The Exposure of a Prodigal's Heart.
Go ahead on now.
Nice.
I like to tell people that, like, I have a radio show called The Woman at the Well, and we go there.
Ooh. Oh,
I know.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I know, right? Ooh, that woman at the well,
face.
Y'all. But guess what?
Come on.
But guess what? I also have a show called The Men at the Well, because, see, he told her that the five men she was with weren't hers, and the six wasn't either. So I wanted to know, well, where are they? Because when she went back and told the people, and she brought 5,000 to the Messiah, those six men had to be among them, but you notice only the woman had to answer for what was happening. Oh, but that's another story. Let's go to Dan.
Yes.
Dan. They don't want none of me. They don't want none of this, Dan.
Hey, I talk about that. I'll break that down. We're going to talk, though.
That's awesome.
All right.
Okay, so now I'm allowed to talk about the book, right? I'm not going to get in trouble?
Yes.
Nothing like that? Okay.
No more trouble.
All right. My most recent book, it dropped in July of this year. It's called A Heartbeat in Danger. And real quick, it just deals with a teenager who's facing an unexpected pregnancy. And she's carried forward in a dream to see what her child's life may or may not become. And that makes the decision of what she wants to do even harder. I don't proselytize. I don't glorify or condemn anybody. I simply lay out the facts and say, here you go. Now you decide what happens. So it's available on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. I believe it's on iTunes. I think it's an ebook now, too, so you can look that up. Still don't have a website. May like to hit up Ruben, just as aside, But yeah, it's available now wherever books are sold, and people that have read it said it's a really good book. So I must have done something right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I can appreciate is anytime you hear a book's description, and whether it's nonfiction, fiction, memoir, or whatever, but when it hints to being in touch with the Spirit for like divine direction. And that's what I'm hearing out of the dream. This young lady is tapping into divine direction. Mm-hmm. And if I could guess anything, I would say that you tell me if I'm right or wrong, or if you even want to divulge that, because like Dan said, y'all go get the book, okay? You want to know, go get the book. But I'll bet that she sees visions of a purpose-driven life, and it's gonna conflict her about whether to keep the child or not. But that's just me. And I appreciate the fact that you said that you weren't here to shame anyone or not, because abortion is a very personal issue. And in all transparency, I had two abortions, and the only way I can be shamed if I allow it.
Mm-hmm.
See,
right.
If I allow
right.
it, you can't shame me.
Right.
Nobody, you can't. And I don't mean you personally. I mean just
sure.
an individual. Period.
Sure.
I don't let people speak over me, and they better be careful what they say. Speak to me. You see, I'm Harriet Tubman's daughter. Y'all best believe.
Well,
now,
it's one of those. I'm sorry, real quick, just to expand on that a little bit, real quick.
No, you have to be real quick.
Okay, it is a challenging book, and I'll be honest with you. There was a part in this book that I wrote that I struggled. Do I want to keep it in the book or not, or do I want to change it? And it was just one of those things that, no, this is a reality of what happens, so keep it in the book. And it's going to challenge people. It's going to cause you to rethink your position, whether, you know, yes, no, whatever. But I think what it mainly tries to do is get in the middle part there and say, you know what, if we shut down the noise and stop listening to the rhetoric and we get with some people that are smart and wise counsel and we talk this through, you can figure this thing out. You can do it without all of the yes, you have to, no, you don't, no, you don't, no, you don't, yes, you do, yes, no. You can do it without that. So just quiet the noise, quiet the rhetoric. Get along with people, get some wise counsel, listen to people, have the hard questions be asked, and then go from there. And it's a challenging book. It challenged me. I wrote the thing, and it challenges me every time I pick it up.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you left the challenge that was perplexing you, whether to leave it in the book or out of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you left it in the book. See, and I want to say this to to all of our listeners, authors, anyone that's thinking about becoming an author. Don't write your book from a perspective about whether or not the reader can handle it. If the reader can't handle
right.
it, that's not your reader. Okay,
yeah, right.
move on to the reader who is here to
Amen.
Have their brain sparked. Okay, because mm-hmm. the time of pity-patting and holding hands and these old feeble-minded, weak-backed, boneless people, please,
mm-hmm.
we cannot have this. We're not going to survive with that. So let's move
mm-hmm.
on. We better get to Michaela because, Dan, you got me going here.
Well, there you go. That's kind of what I want.
That's, you know, it's effective. You're writing your book. The subject content is effective. Michaela, come on, girl. Stand
yes.
me up in here.
All right. So the title of my book series is Covered by Three, and this is book one that I'm going to be talking about. And the title of it is Anointing Over Perfection, The Power of Perseverance in the Pursuit of Purpose. And the just to give you a quick summary of the gist
Stop.
Of my book is basically. Okay.
Stop. Say that title one more time. You know, Queen, you can't just drop a lug and keep rolling.
Okay. I apologize about that. I'll read it slower. Anointing
Ooh,
Over
that
Perfection.
That is profound. Say it one more time, please.
Anointing Over Perfection. Okay, hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening. Go ahead. Finish telling us. We're writing.
Okay. And the power, and the rest of the title is The Power of Perseverance in the Pursuit of Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that one more time. The power of perseverance in the pursuit of purpose.
Lord, we can end the show right there, y'all, but we still got some others we need to talk to. Go ahead. Ooh, that's powerful.
Okay, well, glory to God. So just to give a quick summary of my book, I don't want to talk about everything, but one thing that I went through in life was being bullied, and I just dealt with a whole bunch of other obstacles. And, you know, God showed me, he said, no matter what you went through or how you responded to it, I still want to use you for my glory. And we think so many times that we have to come before God perfect. But God is just wanting us to come before him with a heart of repentance, and he just wants us to be willing to persevere. And the quote on the front of my book says, your imperfections and your perseverance are your best characteristics because they shape you for your anointing. And that's what I truly believe, is that we inspire others just by being who God created us to be. Now, I'm not giving you a right to sin and all of that, but I'm just saying that there is hope for restoration and redemption in Christ. And so that's the main gist of my book. And you can find it on Amazon, Books a Million, and my personal website, which is www.coveredby3.com. And that's where you can get an autographed copy for $15, and that is shipping and handling included. And once again, that is www.coveredby3.com.
All right. Did y'all hear that sister put that bid out there on where you can get the autographed copy? Click that button. Click that buy button, okay? That's marketing, okay? Michaela, I really appreciate how profound the title is. And just, you know, if as humans, we just understand first that we are broken, period. You're broke, okay? You're not mm-hmm. perfect. You broke, y'all broke, everybody broke. Now,
yeah.
if you understand where it hurts, for yourself, put your own bomb from Gilead on your own wounds. You know, it's time to stop running around the world talking about pray for me. I don't even know what to pray for you about, but I bet you one thing, I will pray with you. But you
Amen.
Gotta go before the throne yourself for yourself. You know what hurts. You know where it hurts. You know how long it's been hurting. Don't blame anybody else. Understand
Amen.
Your part in it, okay? And then stop hurting and start healing and walking in your power, okay? And then
yes.
what? you will look back behind you and you'll see what you persevered to. Wait till y'all hear the title of my last book. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, Michaela, I had a young lady that was 12 years old that hosted a show for me on Saturdays, and she was an activist, and she had an anti-bullying campaign. And I had to admit to that young lady on the air, you know, this is a baby, okay? I can't be playing. And I had to tell her in high school, I have been identified as a bully. And I didn't know it until the high school reunion. And a lady came to me, 30-year high school reunion. She said, Beverly, you bullied me in school. And I said, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I said, I am not that person anymore. Now, that made me have to think, okay, what did you do to hurt anybody in school acting a fool? Oh, yeah, we get real up here in Tri-Family Channel. And I had to admit it. And because that young lady at 12 years old, an anti-bullying campaign, well, I'm going to admit to her from the other side of the spectrum, and hopefully that will open doors so that other people can identify with what? Their problem. Hurt people hurt people. So a bully ain't nothing but a hurt person. Okay, you got to figure out what hurts you and stop hurting other people. Y'all don't want me to come over there. and I have Sandra bring me. Come on, Sandra, because she got the Trucker Wives Matter, a trucking company in her future, and she can pick us all up and round us up, and we'll handle this. Right, Sandra?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me know where you're at, and I'll send George your way.
What's this book going to do for Trucker Wives Matter? I'm speaking that into existence. If it's already there, they're just going to have to make room for you.
Well, the name of my truck is The Truck Driver's Wife That's Holding Down the Home Front. I wanted to bring awareness and share the experience of being the wife of an over-the-road truck driver and let everyone know that this industry, it's not the norm, that we go through adjusting to unexpected occurrences. We're staying together through devastating losses while our partners are out there on the road holding down, filling your shelves and making sure you have the product you need to get on with your day-to-day life. Meanwhile, us at home are holding down the home and taking care of everything here while they're out there risking their lives to fill those. Most people don't realize that most of those drivers out there are independent contractors, and they're out there just to get the load, get home safely to their family, and prepare, make sure that the family's got roofs over their head. That's all that they care about out there. And we want to make sure here at home, when we're going through experiences, that they don't have to worry while we're at home holding down everything here at the house.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're live on A Book Is Born, our literary festival, live on Tri-Family Channel. Now, Sandra, what I'm hearing is that this is a support system because truckers are missing the first day of school, the first step, the first tooth, the childbirth. They're out there come rain, sleet, or snow. Y'all seen them, that History Channel where them truckers out there in them big rigs slipping and sliding around? See, and this is a trip because now the families are at home praying, ruffling up the kids to go to school. When daddy coming home? You know,
well, in my instance, I went through a miscarriage while mine was out on the road.
And he had
no idea what I was going through because he was in an area without signal. So he didn't find out till the next morning that I had just went through surgery for a tubalization pregnancy. And, you know, and here I am married and my spouse isn't. My mom was with me, but my spouse wasn't even with me. So we have to be strong and independent here to take care, to let them know that, hey, we don't want you to worry about us. And we know when you get home, you know, you will take care of me. But in the meantime, I'm holding it down here. while you're out there risking your life on those highways.
Queen, the only thing I can do with your crown is shine it and put it back on your head, okay?
Thank you.
My prayers are with you. Yeah, my prayers go out to you. And see, this is why Gumbo for the Soul focuses on women's health. Our fourth book, Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, we focus on breast cancer. But now we have a cause for submissions because we want to learn about all the issues that we as women have to persevere and overcome. And we want to give our messages a voice and a platform so that other women can gravitate and gain strength from our stories. So I personally want to invite you to submit your story to Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor. And I want you to all to know that Dr. Yvonne Sion wrote the foreword, and I am proud to say that that woman is Dave Chappelle's mother. She has helped shape part of my thinking in terms of spirituality, intellect, prowess, and what have you. And so, I really want to invite you to share your story and your personal journey, Sandra. And thank you so much. We definitely have to pick up your book. That is so interesting. Now, Paulette, we're going to come to you. Yeah, we're going to come to you, Queen, business entrepreneur, and then you mentioned retirement. Ooh, I know you were so glad to say goodbye. You were singing the opposite of Gladys Knight. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
I wanted to be the first to say goodbye. I 27 years to a company, and I was at a point where they didn't want to give me the money that I knew I deserved. So I was eligible to retire, and I did it. So with that, my book, 2020 America at War, it was published on January 28th of 2021. And it is available on Apple Books. It was my first book, and as I stated earlier, I really took time and just journalized the entire pandemic from start to finish, or at least from start until I finished the book. Yes, we are still in a pandemic. But what came out of it was, regardless of it being shut down, that as a Black person, all of our issues were amplified, even in a pandemic. And it showed our people coming together in protest. And, just how resilient we are with, given with the past, we are so resilient that we're still fighting and pushing and exceeding levels, that our grandparents and great-grandparents, prayed that we would do. And let's see. I did find a small paragraph that I can read from the book. And this
Wait a minute, sis. The readings are going to come after the commercial. But book sounds absolutely profound. We're going to start back up with you when we come back after our commercial break. Yeah. Congratulations to the drop of your book and all of you. Paulette, in terms of your book and in terms of the subject matter, now I have to let you all know that the pandemic was prophesied to me by my then minister, mentor, and his name is Reverend Dr. Joseph Jackson, Jr. He is the leader of the Tougaloo Nine, led, trained, and mentored by the late, great Megger Wiley Evers. And he told me that this man is 84 years old, okay? Before this pandemic hit, it was in November, and he told me that something was coming. And I said, well, you know, God this, God that, you know, we're covered, God this and that, right? He said, but a lot of innocent people are going to get hurt. And I was shook because I didn't know what he was talking about. We were about 2 weeks into the pandemic announcement because we, COVID-19, okay, December 2019, y'all. But we are getting wind like early January. Okay, we didn't know nothing about COVID in America in December.
Right.
And when it came to light, and I started, it was about 2 weeks in, and I realized this is what he's talking about. And so I just want to say that we've gone from COVID-19 to Delta to this to that and a third. The only thing this world, as we can now all see, we're all connected, and we're connected by a thin thread. And like you said, everything, our people's you know, disparaging statuses were revealed, paraphrasing your words, you know, it all came out. You know, our poverty, our sickness, our disparaging health baselines, just everything. And so the revelation is real, and if we don't get all on one accord as if we are one nation under God, we will never, ever see the end of God's wrath. Until we understand that God's wrath is upon this world, y'all can call it COVID this, Omarion that, or whatever you want to be, all the different variations you can come down with. But until we do as God wants us to do, and that's to love one another, you see what happened to Africa? Oh, y'all going to leave Africa and India out of the equation, and then everybody going to have the vaccines over here, and then what happened? It crops up out of Africa, out of Asia, but it was already reported to have originated in Europe. But now when you point at Africa, here again, well, what's going to happen? Transparency, okay? We're looking at the sickness, the disparaging resources, you know, and after all of the aid, I remember crying, looking at the commercials about Africa when I was a little girl. We ain't got Africa cured yet. I'm 62 years old.
Right.
Y'all don't want to get me started up in here. I thought I was Harriet Tubman's daughter. Now, Paulette, where can we get your book again?
So my book is available on Apple Books, and I am offering, my book is free for this season. And I'm offering it free because I think it's important that the truth be told. Like, we have a rich history, and it's being, you know, masked. People don't want to tell the real truth about what happened in whatever situation. And so that was something that God has put on me, that this book is my gift to, so that this is my truth, what I saw happen during this time. And no matter what the news says, no matter what somebody else says or whatever, this is what I saw happen. You know, I saw grocery stores with no toilet paper. You know, I saw people do things that they would never have done before. It's my truth. And so I do have other projects coming, but specifically on a history for kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, so they can look back. And when somebody brings up this time, you know, this book will tell the truth from my eyes.
All right. Well, we're going to hear some excerpts when we come back from this quick commercial break. But I want to commend you for taking on such a feat, because we all need to account for, we have never been anywhere like this in this country, in this world. And we really do, we should leave an accounting of our own perspective. Okay, especially in the age of what? We've even come up with some new words in our vernacular, gaslighting. We hadn't heard that before.
Right.
Okay, you know, what is gaslighting? Lying over and over and over and over and over. Okay, well, that's lying, okay?
Yeah.
But now, I could go on and on and on. You know, it's so much in the news these days, and I'm going to tell you one of the things in the news that we are not going to discuss here is the guy that was just found guilty for the rules with the noose. And I'm not going to mention his name, but I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
You disgraced our race with that noose bull-ish. And when you ran up there to the police and you still standing there like a big dum-dum with the noose around your neck, if you knew your history, you'd be trying to get that noose up around your neck as fast as you could. You'd be sweating like a runaway slave with a noose around your neck, you big dummy. Yes, I said it. But I'm going to get back to, I'm telling y'all, this is Tri-Family Channel, and since it's, you know, my house, we can speak our truth, and we're going to be real up in here. I do not play. And with that being said, I'm Team Malik Yoba, y'all. So we're going to a commercial break from another one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back after this.
My name is Malik Yoba. I'm here with a friendly little reminder. It's amazing how many people I talk to on a regular basis that say all kinds of crazy negative things about themselves. They often think that it's the other person, the other guy, the other girl, man or woman, that is more capable, that has more ability, that's smarter, more talented. The thing so many people don't realize is we got a little secret. If we tell ourselves that we're great, if we focus on the things we really want that exceed our current circumstance and stay true to that no matter what, you'll understand genius is coming.
Welcome back live on A Book Is Born Literary Festival via Tri-Family Channel, brought to you by Gumbo for the Soul International. I am Beverly Black. I am the creator of Gumbo for the Soul, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, is my first book, available on Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. Now, I got a little hot and heated about the last book title, because you know what? When something touches a nerve, it touches a nerve. That's just it in a nutshell. So, hey, that's the way it is. Now, I want to start from the middle of the list and hear excerpts from our panel. So I know that people are multitasking. Can you mute your phone until I call back on you if you're the multitasker in the background? And Dan, I'm coming to you, Dan, because I know you're ready. Hey, see, I told y'all.
Yes,
Dan,
I am
ready, y'all.
Yes, I am. All right.
All right, Dan, you have your book handy?
I do, and I want to kind of set it up just real quick from the section I'm reading. Shouldn't take more than 5 minutes. What's going on at this particular section is the protagonist, Stacy, has just left a clinic with her friend Tanya, who drove her, and they're having a discussion about, you know, what went on and so forth. So having said
that. Okay, well, Dan, our producers give us a one-minute time frame for our excerpts. You have no idea how long. If I were to be quiet right now, you would see how long 1 minute is.
I know.
But yeah, so there's a 1 minute time limit on the excerpts. So choose your weapons wisely. Go.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this. Could I just explain a little bit about it then? Because what happens is they're conversing about what went on. And
that's
you know, Tanya.
Feel free to express what you want.
Yeah. Tanya basically looks at her and, you know, asks her what's going on, and Stacy responds, you know, it's expensive, Tanya. I could either pay for it or go to college, but I can't do both, and I can't ask my parents for the money. They'd hate me if they knew I was pregnant. I don't think they'd hate you, Stace. At least your dad wouldn't. Your mom, on the other hand, you just might send her over the edge if you tell her. Yeah, well, as much as we don't get along, I couldn't do that to her. So what are you going to do? She buried her face in her hand and sighed heavily. I don't know, Tanya. I don't know. So it's a conversation that they had just after she left the clinic, and she, again, confronted with this hard decision about what to do and the choices that she has to make. And the whole book is a conflict like that. It asks the hard questions. It asks a lot of tough things. And what I hope to accomplish is that it would provide healing for people that have been through it, that people that are going through it now would find hope that there's a way to escape, and the people that are watching would, you know, realize that there is help that they can provide, ask the questions, and so forth. So it's actually inspired by a real conversation I had with someone. And real briefly about that, it's my daughter's best friend. About 10 years ago, she was facing the same situation, and she was weeping in my car. I was taking her to drop her off at a friend. She was weeping in my car. She didn't know what she was going to do. And that conversation kind of percolated in my mind, and I thought, multiply this conversation and this emotion times thousands and thousands of other people that are out there doing the same thing. And it just kind of stuck with me, and I felt a need to write that. And like I said, I hope that what it does is it brings everybody in the middle and says, you know what, we can shut out the rhetoric, we can shut out the yes and no voices, and just, you know, be quiet, talk to people, ask hard questions, and figure it out for ourselves what we can do. So, like I said, doesn't condemn anybody, doesn't glorify anything, but it simply asks the questions, presents the story, and says, now you get to decide what she does in the end. So I'm very proud that I struck that middle ground, because I think it needs to be done just from a perspective of not leaning to one side or the other. And, you know, we all have our personal, you know, decisions about that. We all have our personal positions. But at the same time, I think striking somewhere in the middle just says, you know what, figure it out. You can do this. You got this. And you can make it. So I'm just very proud of how it turned out.
Well, kudos to you. Let's give Dan a hand, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Woo, kudos to
appreciate
you.
Appreciate that.
Dan, the one takeaway for me with your book is the young lady said her mother, she couldn't go to her mother about it. Her mother was going to fly through the roof.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
So,
it's a situation where the parents are divorced, and it was an acrimonious type of situation for them. And the two of them, you know, Stacy and her mother, don't get along very well. And, you know, I touch on that in the early part of the book as well. So you can see that there's a conflict there, that there's some issue going on between them. And, again, the evolution that happens throughout the book with both her mother and with Stacy, the evolution that takes place in both of them is kind of a very stark contrast to what begins. So it's
wonderful.
It's like I enjoyed reading it. I enjoyed writing it, I should say. I enjoy reading it, too. So.
Well, that's okay,
so
because
that.
You also said something else. You said you hope that everyone that's watching it, and I said, okay, listen to him. He doesn't hear himself speaking his book into a movie, you see. But I hear it.
Right.
You said you hope everyone
right.
that's watching it. I'm like, okay, now sounds like a book turned into a movie. But now what I really wanted to say about the parent, and this is to all parents, anyone that's listening, be the answer, okay? Don't be the problem.
There
if your child can't bring you their problems, be the
there
answer so that you will know what's going on with your child. If you're reacting and jumping off a rooftops and running around the house when your child brings you their problem, well, guess what? That's going to be the last problem your child brings you.
Yep.
And you'd be wondering, well, I was the last to know, and I wonder why. But, Dan,
right.
I really appreciate that subject, sparking the brains, and I'm going to come back to our panel with closing remarks as we go around. So, Dan, you'll have one more time to give us closing remarks, but now I am going to SWAT scan. See, because I'm giving the gentlemen, you know, y'all ain't going to be able to complain talking about them ladies dominated the show and this, that, and the third. See, y'all going first, fellas. Swartzen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm definitely humbled. I just listening in again. I'm a kid from inner city New York, and so to hear the transparency and to be around. I'm only 27. When I say I'm a kid, I'm only 27. I'm 27 years old, and as an author, and you know, again, all my life I've played the game of basketball, and it's always been rigid. It's been rough. It's been how I express my emotions. It's been my mental health, but you know, God gave me that at an early age and took me out the neighborhood, and I lost sight at one point. And to hear the children of God, like everyone here, both men and women, to see us come together, that's a beautiful aspect of the gospel. You know, I shared the radio station and I told people to tune in because this is it right here. This is what God died for. This is what Christ so that we can be so that we can be unified. This is the simple fact that you did say that, yes, like. That we can come together, that there is one God, and his name is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And to be able to share this, I'm sorry, I know I'm supposed to be reading my book, but this was sitting on my heart. I'm literally parked outside. I'm parked outside of my church, you know, just knowing that church is happening at this moment. For those who are listening, like, God does love us. And because I was a kid who grew up in inner city, I didn't think God loved me enough to extend his love to me. You know, I believed in the prosperity gospel at one point. I believed in a whitewashed Christianity at one point. I believed in all those other false things because I grew up as an orphan kid. You know, me and my older brother, I was orphaned at one, he was orphaned at two. And so I did not truly believe. So this is what my book is about. It's about those who have those questions, who are frustrated, who are trying to seek after the truth. Like, yes, there are a whole bunch of religions, but there is only one God. And his name is Jesus. And I'm reminded of that because I'm like, where did we come from as people? We know where we are today, but where did we come? Where did this sin thing come from? Why am I cursed with the notion that I was orphaned, and I had to go back and humble myself? Like you said before, I was broken. I'm still broken every moment of the day, broken before his throne of grace. And I'm thankful to be able to share this story and to hear that someone else is also giving the gospel away for free because, you know, there's no charge for the God. The Bible is available, but to hear that this holiday season, Jesus is still king, that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is still on his throne, and that when I have questions about my sin, because I felt I was so far away from God for so long, I knew that the only cure to my wicked heart, to the wicked things I've done in the past, there's almost no way to forgive the things that have been done to our people in this very land only a couple hundred years ago. For the hundreds of years of oppression, there's no way to get over that. It's not possible without the love of Jesus, the agape love, the scandalous love of God coming down from heaven himself, reincarnated and given his own son so that we can have eternal life, not so that we can wait. Until heaven, we know eternal life is knowing that we know God, that he loved his children enough.
Amen.
That, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kind of to go, you know, if that's my expert for the book, then I'll to God be the glory. I just want to honor God, and that's what this book is about, honoring God. I had some questions growing up as a kid. I still got some questions as a grown man, and God is still moving the way he does. In this holiday season, throughout the pandemic, throughout our frustrations, throughout our pain, he is ultimately the grand cure of it all. He took the penalty so that we can have him, and that we can have him right here inside of us through the Holy Spirit. So, to God be the glory.
All right. Well, to God be the glory. And, you know, I appreciate when you opened up and you said we can all have unity. This is called Tribe and Family Channel, Tribe Family,
amen.
Okay? And
amen.
So I hope
amen.
That you do feel like family when you come here. That's why I talk the way I talk. I'm not getting ready to hello and yes and no. See, this I'm just going to talk just like this so that I also let people know they be all nervous and stuff. Don't worry about it. I got you. We just going to talk like we regularly talk. You know, and whoever can't handle it, you know, y'all know how to hang up. Anyway, thank you for letting the Spirit of God use you. You know, you don't have to believe everything that Swartzen just said, but what you can believe is that he is touched by the Spirit, and he didn't get shut down. See, because people love to shut you down as soon as you start talking about God and what you believe, and it's okay that you can express yourself. We're not talking about holy rolling and all of that. Yeah. You express yourself, and you're right there outside of the church. You let them know that, hey, they had church and you did too, okay?
Amen, that's right. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Express that truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, son. Now, Michaela, come on in here. Come on in here, Michaela. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you. I'm running late.
No problem. I'm going to try to put this in a minute. So the excerpt three from my book is, in the Bible, perfect means to mature. And I have truly grown in God. That is why Psalm 138 and 8 is the guiding verse for my ministry. I call myself the evolving motivator because I haven't arrived, but I'm on my way. I truly believe the Lord will perfect what concerns you and truly establish you. I had to be imperfect to realize that I was anointed, and I had to persevere to walk into my purpose. Anointed means set aside for a holy use of some sort. What you're anointed to do will always be greater than the gift itself. The anointing is your purpose. The imperfections and the perseverance in my life had to take place for God to perfect my life by pushing me into my purpose. Walking in God's will and purpose does not mean a perfect life without any troubles. You will have many troubles, but God's anointing on your life will bring you through. In this book, you will see that you can be successful and walk in purpose despite your imperfections, if you only endure. Yes, I have struggled, but I never quit. Remember, the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to the one that keeps on pressing until the race is won. Ecclesiastes 9:11. And I could just speak to what the guy was just saying, the young brother that was 27 years old. I'm 23, and truly I have seen the faithfulness of God through the bullying, through dealing with grief, and just so many other obstacles. The main message that I want to convey is that Jesus says we can do all things through the blood of Jesus and through the power of Jesus. You can never underestimate what God will do with those questions and with those doubts and just everything that you go through. God will use it to perfect you, and he will use it for his glory.
Amen.
Listen, y'all gonna make me start happy dancing and running around here, and I'm stationary at the desk. But you are truly, truly anointed in your word and your delivery, and God can do amazing things. I'm gonna tell you what he did for me. Y'all ain't ready for this here. Y'all not ready, I'm telling you now. But we're gonna come on up to Trucker Wives Matters, founder and CEO. Let me stop. Sandra, what's the name of your brand again?
The Trucker's Wife Holding Down the Home Front.
Truck Driver's Wives Holding Down the Home Front. Ooh, that's powerful, y'all. That's powerful.
We wear a lot of hats.
Yes. The perseverance, the holding down a household is no joke. I remember when I was married, I left that man home with them kids for one day. Time I got back, he said, I don't know how you do it. Crying. Go ahead.
We wear a lot of hats, and we don't realize how strong we are until we have to go through something, and we still move on forward. My insert is from the chapter 4. It's for the title is Filing for Bankruptcy. After my miscarriage, George and I, we sat down and prayed and talked about it, and we started our own trucking business. We wanted to invest in ourselves and hope in our future and pray that our profits would start rolling in. Neither to say the plan did not go as we hoped. We started a trucking business with lots of hopes and dreams, but we forgot the first rule of business, having capital investment savings before you begin. So when the profits were coming in, they all went to the fuel, the upkeep of the trucks, and the housing. Things started to down. Mechanical difficulties. Any money that we made was put into the home and put into the business. During this time, my check was little with little coming in, and there was barely little coming in from the business that would keep us afloat. The expenses kept rolling in. When the mechanical expenses started pile up, we felt we were drowning. Before starting the business, we had no idea and becoming it would be coming crashing down before it even began taking off. I also go in to mention after that, we ended up filing bankruptcy. We ended up downsizing, moved out, lost our house, moved into a rental, moved into an apartment for a couple of years just to do that regroup and to pray and to get ourselves back on track again. And I talk a lot about in the book as far as, you know, the finances are not, they're great, the rewards are awesome, but there's a downside to it also. And if you go into it blindly like we did, it could tear a marriage apart. Finances are a big thing that affects a lot of relationships, but we didn't do the blame game. We stood strong. We talked about it. We prayed about it. We communicated. And I could say 6 years later, we just bought our first home, or our second home. After
yay!
That, after we
congratulations.
Downsize and we forgive. So in here, I talk a lot about it's not, don't be afraid to step back. If you got to step back to move forward, there's nothing wrong with stepping back. We had a plan. We stepped back. We prayed. A lot of family was like, oh, you lost your home. Yeah, we lost our 1,800 square foot house, four bedrooms and so forth, you know, but and to live in an apartment for a couple of months and get rid of a couple of years, excuse me, get rid of everything so that we can step forward and do it right this time with God again in our life. And we've been in our home for 2 years now, going forward, learning from what we did back then.
You know, it's
and
nothing.
Beverly,
mm-hmm.
No,
well,
I,
no, you
I
were going
to
say something else.
That the book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and Google Play.
Well, I want to congratulate you and your husband. Congratulations to your book, and congratulations to you and your husband for being able to come together. And if I were a fly on the wall, can I say that your husband, did he say, listen, baby, we came from nothing. We're going to be all right. did y'all get real, like, you know, because a lot of times our response to what is happening will drive us, you know, through the roof. And if we can just calm down, breathe, take a second, and think about how we're going to respond to the situation. I remember after 9/11, fighting bankruptcy, leaving, walking away from a $21 an hour electronics job. I hated my boss. I better leave here before I deck you. You know, and how we respond, it's the driving force. So I just commend you and your husband for being able to course correct. Okay, we started this struggle company.
Well, I was going to say, when I got married, I had my own house in California, and I had my own career. And then I married this truck driver, and I go through the miscarriage. We pack up everything and move to Arizona. I give up all of my security there, and I thought we come here. And then 2 years after being here, now I am filing for bankruptcy. I'm losing my home. And I could have did the blame game, like you brought me, you know, I could have did that, but it's not, you know, when you have faith and you're in God, it's not a, you did this, we did this. So we are going to get through this together. It's not like, you know, and a lot of women would be, a lot of people, oh, you gave up all of this and, you know, you let this man and you let, no, this is my husband. We did this together and we are going to get through this together. And we got through it together and we're still standing strong. And he's out there on the road, you know, holding, and I'm holding it down here.
Well, congratulations to you, and I'm glad you didn't tell that man, listen, I wouldn't be in Arizona if it wasn't for you. See, a lot of women, you're right. Baby, come on, y'all. The brothers on the line know what I'm talking about. We'll let you know. Listen, okay, I wouldn't be in this quicksand, all right, but we ain't going to go there because Paulette is waiting. She's going to let us know what time it is, and then I'm going to tell you about a book of my own. Go ahead, Paulette.
Okay, so I am going to give you a 1 minute quickie on my book. This is, you know, so
why
much
you
happened.
So fast?
What's that?
Why are you moving so fast?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had a minute.
I'm messing with you, Queen. I want y'all to feel comfortable. We family here. Go ahead.
Okay.
You want to give us the 411?
The 411. So I'm going to take you back to 2020. So much happened. If you remember, Kobe Bryant passed away. And that was devastating. And the pandemic was happening. The food shortage, people in food lines. So I'm just going to look at a chapter where this was George Floyd was murdered. And I'll just read real quick. People began protesting with signs saying, "I can't breathe." It was amazing to see the crowds of young people of all races expressing their thoughts as Americans saw in magnitude. It is not acceptable and will not be tolerated. Let's see. Sorry, let me go to another place. Each and every day, tens of thousands of protesters walked the streets, every major city. They held rallies and tried to provide healing and hope for the people. I thought this was amazing as I saw history in the making. I remember when Martin Luther King Jr. was marching across the bridge in Selma, Alabama. I remembered when he was murdered. As a little girl, I remember seeing the tears of my great-grandmother and me asking her, "Why did they kill him?" And she said, "Because he was a good man and he provided hope. He gave black people hope. They don't want us to prosper in this country." And so that was a riveting point. You know, I didn't know George Floyd or Breonna Taylor, but I can tell you that I weep like a baby as if they were my children, because it was just, it was so deep. And so I really wanted to, you know, show that emotion and show that it was a community. It was our nation coming together. No matter who you are, you felt compassion for the families. And so that was really one of probably the deepest moments of writing the book, you know, where I was emotional again.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because we all watched everything play out across the news feed, and it's really jarring when you see so much mayhem and rhetoric while people are dying. And
right.
I'm talking about dying by the thousands. No one's mind is shook enough to stop the chaos in light of death and dying, you know, but wait until death hits closer to home, you know.
Right.
And I promise you I'm not going to take up my arms again on the show. I told y'all I'm Harriet Tubman's daughter, and I mean that from my heart. So we're going to go to a commercial break. I want to thank you all so much for hanging in here with me and being on the line. This is just amazing to have all of your perspectives. We're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you. No, I'm going to wait until we sign off, and I'll tell you when I come back about my last book. you know, I'll tell you when I come back about my last book, because it's what God did in my life. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back live on Tribe Family Channels. A Book is Born, ladies and gentlemen. It is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to have this exciting panel. Right back after these words.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites, at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Thank you so much for holding on to this line and being right here live on Tribe Family Channels, A Book is Born Literary Festival. We have had 2 days of fun, and we will be back later this month. Be sure to go to tribefamilychannel.com. That is my social media Facebook page, so you can stay abreast, keep up with what we are offering, and you'll know when it's time to sign back up. Go to tribefamilychannel.com. And I also want to let you know that from Gumbo for the Soul, we are offering free Friday publishing consultation. It is only $500 free Friday, because I am giving my time to consult and teach you how to publish your book. So I know you can go to iUniverse, you can go to Lightning Source, you can go to Here, Here, This, That, and a Third. But if you come to Gumbo for the Soul, $500, 2 books, your book cover, I'm teaching you, I'm showing you. It's not going to get any better than that for your money to be well spent on free Friday. So you can go to www.tribefamilychannel.com. You'll see it listed there. You can email gumbofortheSoulInternational@gmail.com, and definitely visit my home on the web, gumbofortheSoulInternational.com, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we are offering a book cover typesetting package. You can get 2 for $400, or you can get your book cover for $200. You can get your typesetting up to 300 pages for $350. I know these prices sound like, you know, this is bargain basement, but let me tell you, the quality of our work cannot be matched. I kid you not. My book cover artist is the world-renowned Cynthia St. James. And if you will look at the Gumbo for the Soul catalog, you will see Gumbo for the Soul, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, with the graduates and the beautiful, bountiful colors that she uses. And I want to speak this to Mr. Pursue. My second book, Gumbo for the Soul, Here's Our Child, Where's the Village? You made me think of that while you were speaking, and that is book two. We focus on adoption. We focus on foster care, and it is very important to me. I had children that were in the system. They told me my children would be adopted away from me. I told them they were crazy and hung up the phone, because my message was, you do your job and I'll do mine. And it worked out fine. My children were never adopted out. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about that journey right after this. Mm-hmm. Our last offering is, if you need an author's landing page and an ISBN for your next book, you don't have to be published, we are provisioning your free ISBN from Amazon, and we are creating your author's landing page. That is only $75. So, landing page, ISBN, book cover, typesetting, Free Friday Publishing. Those are the subjects. Email gumblefortheSoulInternational@gmail.com, or you can email tribefamilychannel@gmail.com. Tribe stands for talent, respect, inspiration, beauty, empowerment. I thank God for the glory of my story. And guess what my story is, ladies and gentlemen? Y'all not going to believe this. After all that I've been through, God brought me to a place and a time like this to tell you a story such as mine. My last book, book number five, one, two, three, four, five, six, book number six, A Wretch Like Me, From Crack Addict to Change Agent. Let me say that for the back row.
Wow.
Some of y'all sitting at the church, okay? Open up the church door. Let me repeat it as loud as I can. I said, A Wretch Like Me, From Crack Addict to Change Agent. Okay?
Amen.
Available at Amazon.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want your personal autographed copy, go ahead and email me at BeverlyBlackJohnson@gmail.com, TribeFamilyChannel@gmail.com, or GumboForTheSoulInternational@gmail.com. So that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. I've had four children, two without a hospital in sight. I was born in San Francisco, raised in East Palo Alto, gentrified out of the neighborhoods, and yet God would put me in a place where I would go from crack rocks to the Hollywood Star Walk of Fame sidewalk because I was in attendance for the Shy Lights Hollywood Walk of Fame star September 30th, 2021. I am the creator of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. I have interviewed everyone from Gene Chandler to Otis Williams of the Temptations, who I text message every now and then leading up to even today. Now, I'm saying all of this. I'm not trying to drop names. I can drop names all day long. What I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is that I came back from crack to do this. God saved a wretch like me. Now, if he can take me after 8 years on crack, don't tell me what he can't do for you, because I don't want to hear it. I'm telling you now, you'd be talking to the wrong person. So let's return to the show, but you are welcome to visit GumboForTheSoulInternational.com for more about me and my story. Now, I'm going to go back around the room because we are concluding. We are in overtime and a half, y'all. So quickly. Final words. Go where up here in the middle, Michaela. Where can everyone reach you, and what would you say to anyone that was thinking about starting their writing journey? Give us in 30 seconds or less. Where can people find you, and words of advice?
Okay, so everyone can find me at www.coverby3.com. All of my contact information is on my website. I'm also on Facebook as Michaela Hensley, MikellaHansley. And this advice to a person that wants to get started in writing, I would just say start somewhere. Don't worry about being perfect. You know, just get your material out there, and you just know who you never know who you would inspire, you know, just by doing it. So that's my advice. Just do it.
All right, now, Swanson, same question.
Yeah, for anyone who would like to start the writing journey process, the first thing that comes to mind that is many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. And through that process is like, I believe everyone, like, because we are God's children, he calls us. but not many people accept that call. And so you have a story, and God wants to be glorified through that story. We can all glorify God in all of our ways and things that he's placed in us. And so you can, again, my website is at curedbyhim.com. It is also available on Amazon. And yes, I'm thankful to be in, you know, part of that, part of his bigger story for all of us. And so I just thank the children of God, those who prayed for me. I thank all my Christ Disciples family, the people who prayed over me over the years, who believed in me, because even though things may be gloomy at one point, we're still here this holiday season. I heard a story the other day when,
We're out of time. I'm not going to be able to let you to extend your segment, but I just, all I can say is amen, amen to that. Sandra.
Yes, ma'am.
Same question. Where can people find you and any good advice?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, The Trucker's Wife, The Truck Driver's Wife. I'm on Amazon. The book is on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Google Play, or Sandra Covington on Facebook, Instagram. It's The Truck Driver's Wife holding down the home front. My advice would be, like the lady before me, just do it. You never know who you can touch, who's going through, what you're going through, what your story can help another person. I believe my story is going to help those wives out there or girlfriends that are about to get in dating or about to get involved with someone in this relationship, and let them know that, hey, if I'm going through it, you can go. If you can go through going through it, you can make it. And this is what I did to get through it. And if I can just touch that one person, or if someone can reach out and need some help with what they're going through, I'm always here to help.
Amen, amen. Paulette.
Yes, ma'am. I would ditto for everyone. You can reach me on Facebook, either under Paulette Henson, or if you want to watch my video podcast, Let's Talk About It with Paulette. It's every day talking about current issues and just important things. That is every Saturday at noon. For my book is available on Apple Books. As I said, it is free till the end of this year. So please, you know, grab the book. Link it to someone you can share it with. And then also, if you want to write, journaling, as I stated earlier, is key. Just grab a notebook. You can get it from the dollar store. Just start writing. And as you see, day by day, you can go back and read your own story, and you just put it together. You don't have to be an experienced writer. Your story is your story, and no one can tell it better than you.
You're preaching. And that is so true. Last but not least, Dan, same question.
All right. You can find me on Facebook under author Dan Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W. You'll see a picture of me holding my book, A Heartbeat in Danger, which is available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, iTunes. I would just say to anybody who wants to write, do not give up. Don't give up at all, no matter what. Keep going. Just do it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that. And my bit of advice would be, everyone has a story to tell. Who will you trust to tell yours? We all have a story. You are the author of your story. You lead your legacy. Whatever you leave here is the continued legacy of which God planted down inside of you. So don't hide it. Don't hold it in. Let it out. When you are writing, don't write and edit at the same time. Just write. Just get it out. Dump it all out. Someone else, you're going to get so sick of reading your own words that you're going to need an editor at the end of it anyway. So just dump it all out, Once you get it all out, then you can start to frame it and massage it into place. Like baking a cake, you breaking eggs, throwing in flour, butter, milk, this, that, and a third, and you mixing that all up. You're not worrying about how it's coming together or how it's going to bake. When you're doing the mixing, you're just doing the mixing. Get the lumps out, see, and then go back. Let someone else read it. Don't even negate a focus group. Two or three friends together. Hey, what do you think about this, this, and that? Don't wear your feelings on your sleeves. Be careful who you ask for advice if you're not ready for the truth. Because I give it to you. I give you the blatant hard truth in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. So be honest, be transparent, and live your life. Live your life free. Get your story out and stop stuffing things down inside of yourself because it makes other people uncomfortable. Okay? All right. Now, I just want to thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. I want to say congratulations to your book journey. I'm definitely going to go and try to get some of your books, but keep writing. Let me know if you need my services in any type of way. I will give you a book drop party right here and spend a whole hour with you kicking it and chopping it up about you, just you and only you. So if you don't want to share your time, go ahead and email me at tribefamilychannel.com and let me know that you want your own three-stop book tour. That's 1 hour each of your own, not shared, no round table, because I know a lot of you still have so much more inside of you to get out. So your book tour and your book drop party and all things marketing and promoting are available on Tribe Family Channel. Talent, respect, inspiration, beauty, empowerment. Go in peace and go in power. Happy holidays. See you in 2022. I love you. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Having us.
It is my pleasure. Good night. God bless. And happy birthday to your book.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come. wish you a happy birthday once again, and we hope you have a many, many more to come. Yeah, this song is just for you. Happy birthday.